Last week, just before I spoke with Charlie Pierce by telephone, I was told that he was in Ludowice, Georgia, as Humphrey Bogart says when he's explaining how a search for ocean air landed him in Casablanca. I was misinformed. Charlie was in Ludowice, Georgia. You probably don't care, Billy Chapman wrote, but I am from that tiny, tiny town. I just wanted to let you know for the future. So, if my future includes Ludowice, Georgia, I'm set. Thank you, Mr. Chapman. Last week, Charlie and I looked forward to a possible matchup of the Red Sox and the Dodgers in the World Series, and Charlie said it would be the first time that had happened. Nancy Preston, who listens to the program on WXXI in Rochester, New York, emailed as follows, "Please inform Bill Littlefield that the Dodgers and Red Sox played in the 1916 World Series." She's right, sort of. In 1916, the Brooklyn team was known as the Robins. Still, it was Brooklyn v. Boston in 1916, as former Only a Game producer Doug Haslam also informed us. Last week's program featured a story about how the state of Kentucky made handshakes at the end of youth sports contests the responsibility of the schools. It seems numbers of handshake lines had devolved into brawls. C. Monroe, who hears the program via New Hampshire Public Radio, wrote, "The after-game handshake should be considered the fifth quarter, the fourth period, the third half. You get the idea. When I was a medical student, we were assigned lab partners and told, get along well enough to survive this class, because as you go on in your career, you will be faced with a lot of people you don't really like, and you will have no option but to face the challenge and do your job. I think coaches have an opportunity and obligation to expect the best behavior and teach character. Thanks for the show and the reminder of an important lesson." You can find us on Facebook at Only a Game Radio, and there you will see some other responses to that story about handshaking or the lack of same in Kentucky. Finally, we heard from New York listener Wendy Harris, who characterizes herself as a devoted listener in order to have some sense of the sports world and possibly say something intelligent in a conversation. Ms. Harris especially appreciated last week's story about the floor upon which the Milwaukee Bucks used to play basketball. It's now an art exhibit, which provoked Ms. Harris to exclaim, "Thanks for bringing art into the world of sports." Follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio or post your comments at onlyagame.org.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. The Music Emporium, for 45 years offering collectible boutique and vintage acoustic guitars. TheMusicEmporium.com. And Eton, offering the American Red Cross Radio Line a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel. Now at Radio Shack. This is NPR.